Hey guys, I just want to go on here and talk about something I saw today that was really, really insane to me that I think that needs to be addressed immediately. And that is this whole racist TikTok today. So today, Black Lives Matter is doing a big racism campaign on TikTok. And I think it's hella disgusting. It's really sad and scary. So I wanted to show you guys what exactly is going on here. So let me show you guys actually the original post I saw. And let's see.
Hey, Nicole, could you explain what's going on tomorrow?
Hey, Caleb. So basically tomorrow we're going to be liking only Black creators' posts. We're going to change our profile pictures to the Black Lives Matter symbol. And if you're an ally, you're going to use the hashtag Black Voices Heard. And if you're Black, you're going to use the hashtag I'm Black.
I've changed my profile picture, which you can screenshot and change as well to support. In addition, I will not be posting tomorrow, and I encourage all white creators to not post tomorrow in support of the Black community.
If you're not Black, you can still change your profile picture. Matter of fact, I encourage you to change your profile picture just to show the Black community that they have your support. Make sure you do only still like Black creators' posts because we've been silenced on this app, even on matters that have to do with Black lives.
We
stand with Black creators.
So this really got to me because of the fact that, bitch, like, what? When I first saw this, I was like, this is real? Like, is this really a thing? And unfortunately, it is a thing. And what's happening is it's happening. It's happening all day today. Where on TikTok, they're saying that if you are white, you are not allowed to post. Like, bitch. If I'm what? Like, I can't believe this is real. But this is real. Like, I don't get when you guys started thinking that racism was okay. Like, I understand that we are all confused and we think that we can combat racism with more racism. I also know that we think on the left that we can combat hate with more hate. And that's not the case. Like, you can't segregate for equality, you can't fight for peace, and you can't be racist and racism. So if you hate racism and you want to make a stand against racism, why would you tell white people not to post? That just blows my fucking mind. Like, TikTok supports this. And that's what's scary about the whole situation is that TikTok is totally okay with all this happening and they're not speaking out or saying anything about it. So I have a question. Why is this allowed on social media? If I'm shut down for hate speech every single day for saying I like Donald Trump, why are these people allowed to post these racist things? Do you believe in equality? Because I do. If you believe in equality, change the word black to white. And imagine if they said, all black people cannot post on TikTok tomorrow. Only white people can post on TikTok tomorrow. And all of you black people, I want you guys to post a White Lives Matter shirt or White Lives Matter symbol as your profile picture to show support of the white community. And then make sure you guys are only liking white videos tomorrow. Imagine if I said that. Does that sound racist? Yeah? Well then, why does it not sound racist when I say, okay, all white people do not post tomorrow, it's for black lives? Because I don't discriminate. I believe in equality. And you say you do too. So then let's equally look at everybody equally, like we're supposed to be equally doing. So this is just insane. I'm gonna show it to you guys one more time because this is fucking, it blew my fucking mind. I was like, is this real? Like, and it's real. It's real, guys. Like, it's straight up fucking real. Like, straight up.
Hey, Nicole, could you explain what's going on tomorrow?
Hey, Caleb. So basically tomorrow we're going to be liking only Black creators' posts. We're going to change our profile pictures to the Black Lives Matter symbol. And if you're an ally, you're going to use the hashtag Black Voices Heard. And if you're Black, you're going to use the hashtag I'm Black.
I've changed my profile picture, which you can screenshot and change as well to support. In addition, I will not be posting tomorrow, and I encourage all the creators to not post tomorrow in support of the Black community.
If you're not Black, you can still change your profile picture. Matter of fact, I encourage you to.
Thanks for the permission, bitch.
Just to show the Black community. Whoa, wait.
But
make sure you get do only still screen, like girl. Black creators' posts because we've been silenced on this app, even on matters have to do with Black lives.
I want to know how Black people have been silenced on TikTok. Because last time I checked, Nicki Minaj and other Black people like Tinashe just came out and he just like broke records with how many views he had. So that's weird because Black people are actually thriving on TikTok. They're not being silenced on TikTok. And to simply for her to say, and if you're white, you are allowed to post. Bitch, what? What do you mean if I'm white, I'm allowed? Did I ask for your permission to do a goddamn thing? Bitch, like, am I the only one offended by this? You guys can't act like this white guilt bullshit is not existing. White people, stop feeling guilty, bitch. Did you do something wrong in your past? Were you racist, maybe? If you were racist, I understand why you feel a little guilty. But every single one of you were racist in the day, back in the day, because I was never racist. So I will never feel guilty or feel bad about it. Sorry about it. Be the change you want to see, bitch. Don't sit here and act like fucking racism is okay if it's against white people. I don't care what your skin color is. Judge a person based on what they do, not based on what they look like. That includes also acting like they accomplished something. If you're black, you didn't accomplish anything for being black. If you're white, you didn't accomplish anything for being white. I say the same thing about gays. Just because you're gay doesn't mean you accomplished a goddamn thing. It's not a fucking thing to get an award for. I want to live in a world where those things don't matter. Okay? So can we push towards that? You know, equality? Where we don't judge people based on their skin color, sex, or sexuality? I thought that's what we were aiming at, guys. Wasn't it? Or was I the one that was aiming at that? Because this is weird. Let's play it again. So the bitches in the back can hear it. This is crazy.
Hey, Nicole, could you explain what's going on tomorrow?
Hey, Caleb. So basically tomorrow we're going to be liking only black creators' posts. We're going to change our profile pictures to the black
people. Can't like white people's posts.
And if you're an ally, you're going to use the hashtag #BlackVoicesHeard. And if you're black, you're going to use the hashtag #I'mBlack.
I've changed my profile picture, which you can screenshot and change as well to support. In addition, I will not be posting tomorrow, and I encourage all white creators to not post tomorrow in support of the black community.
If you're not black, you can still change your profile
picture.
As a matter of fact, I encourage you to change your profile picture just to show the black community that they have your support. But make sure you do only still like black creators' posts, because we've been silenced on this app, even on matters that have to do with black lives.
We
stand with black creators.
Bitch! I stand with all creators. I stand with anybody who's a human being, and I'm for equality. This is mind-blowing that we are not saying anything about this. This is mind-blowing that this is allowed to go around the internet and not be shut down. But yet, if I say I love Donald Trump, holy shit, I'm shut down quickly. But you guys can be racist as fuck. If you think it's not racist to hate on white people, then you're probably fucking racist, because we're a race. In fact, we're all one race. It's called the human race, bitch. Get used to it. Get used to it. But when people want to put down white people, or these white people want to have white guilt, it really gets to me. It bothers me. There's nobody alive today that owned a slave. There's nobody alive today that was a slave. The first man in America to ever own a slave was a black man. The last man in America to ever own a slave was a black man. The first Republican president was Abraham Lincoln. No Republican has ever owned a slave ever in history. The more fucking conservative the South became, the less racist it became. Can you guys fucking look at history at all when you guys want to throw shit at us? Like, at all? But yet, these are the same Buffies that call us racist because we support Donald Trump. Okay, bitch. Yet they say, if you're white, you're not allowed to post today. You're not allowed to like any white people's posts today. You can only like black people's posts. You know what, Black Lives Matter? Fuck you. This is about America. All lives matter. And I don't give a damn how dumb that saying sounds, because it doesn't sound dumb to me. It is a fact. All lives matter. Just like all jobs are essential, bitch. Get used to it. But I will not put up with shit. So if you're black and you're racist against white people, that's still just as bad. If you are white and you have some kind of white guilt, you might be racist against white people too, but that's just as bad. I mean, that's embarrassing. If you're white and you feel some kind of white guilt, then either A, you were racist in your past, or B, you're embarrassing yourself, because I don't give a damn what color your skin is. If you're black, bitch, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. If you're white, bitch, I don't give a fuck. If you're a girl, I don't give a fuck. If you're gay, I don't give a fuck. I want to know what you're doing to me, what you're doing to people in society, and how you're contributing. If you're not contributing to society, and all you're doing is out there screaming in the streets, I'm gay and I'm black, bitch, goodbye. Bitch, goodbye. Bitch, goodbye. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. We don't need that shit in this country. You can leave anytime you want. I'll say it like Donald Trump said it. If you don't like it, you can leave. Anyways, guys, that's my story. I'm taking two of this video. It's going to be short and sweet. It's just about how stupid the left is when they say that they're against racism, yet they're still the fucking racist. And they've always have been. They're separatists. They're racist. They want to separate us away. They don't want to remind anybody that they're American. And I can see right fucking through it. And hopefully you guys can too. So share this video out. Make sure you guys are not supporting TikTok. By the way, although they said tomorrow they're doing this, it's today. That was posted last night. So TikTok today is being racist as fuck. And I encourage everybody from every race to go on to TikTok today and post to TikTok. I wasn't going to be on TikTok today, but I went on there and did like five of them, bitch, because of this. I was like, no, bitch, I'm going to go on. She told me not to post, bitch. I'm going to post all about it. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, what kind of black person is going to come for me for posting because I'm white? A racist one? But anyways, guys, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. And like I said, every video, I'll see you in the next one. Don't be racist. If you're white, bitch, put your guilt away. You don't need to be guilty. Like, put it away. Put it away.